Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Come on, Hugh.
And will it let me say, let me say.
Come on, Hugh.
Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP afternoon show.
Oh man, a lot of cell phones out.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Yeah!
Go on, hate on it, Hugh.
Come
hate
on, Hugh.
Boo. We got one boo, and I think it was from Hugh.
Hater.
How many people in the city turn up their radio
or
at
turn
5:30?
On.
Yes. The children.
Yes.
The grown-ups.
Everybody loves it, man.
Hell yeah, right
yeah,
there.
We're in, man. Come on, man. We started a movement in the city.
Quinn, you have to sing it next time. He can actually sing over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brian can sing. Bring him in next time. Real singer. Come on, Hugh.
I don't even know how you're going to do the show tonight. You know, he's been there. He had to go to the dentist today.
Yeah. Oh, is that why he's in a bad mood?
Yeah.
You can see it.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
He ain't got time to be wasting words.
I can see it in Hugh's face.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man game is meds. He don't know what to do.
I thought you made the meds.
Yeah,
I didn't know you.
Yeah. Pop in a gummy, dog. Be all right.
Ike?
Yes.
Would you like to go around the league?
Let's go around the league.
Yeah, these teams stink.
It's time to go around the league.
Around the league.
Now it sucks!
All right.
Wow. What an open.
A little around the league.
Is that new?
Last week.
Okay.
So, Giants lose again, blow another fourth quarter lead.
Oh, man.
Have they fired their defensive coordinator today? That was supposed to happen today. And what's his name? Abdul Carter did not play the first series. Now, the report came out of New York that he was in the facility asleep while the walkthrough was going on.
That's and not good.
That is, now, he went on Twitter and said that people are lying.
As one does.
It's a little surprising to me that he would be asleep in the facility and nobody would be like, hey, wake up, Abdul.
Yeah, they left you asleep?
Yeah.
Or were you sleeping in a damn somewhere that nobody knew where you were at?
Yes.
Man.
Not great.
How are you at the facility and miss a meeting? I mean, miss the walkthrough.
Yes.
Well.
Uh-oh.
Well, no, I'm saying, was that sleep aided by something? Had he been out all night the night before?
Oh, maybe one of those.
Well, that's the only way I can think. Like, how could you be at the facility and not have... Who sleeps that damn comfortable?
In the facility.
In the facility, knowing that you have walkthrough that day.
You know who did? Howard slept all the time at the NovaCare, I was told. They have pictures of him sleeping all over the facility. But no players. I don't know of any players.
Yeah. I mean, I understand taking a nap or catching some Z's before... The meeting starts or what have you.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
But you're still halfway awake because you're saying, I don't want to miss this. I don't want to overscore. If nothing else, you tell somebody, hey, man, I'm going in such and such meeting room to lay down. Yep. Make sure you grab me before we head out to walkthrough. Who the hell had let him sleep the entire walkthrough off?
Now, another big story yesterday. Yes. Shedeur Sanders gets into the game, goes 4 of 16, throws an interception. Not a great debut for Shedeur.
Yeah. Shedeur's not very good, man.
Nah.
And I understand we all want to root for him. And
sure.
Because we love Deion. And, you know, you feel like the league has something against his son, which is a ridiculous thought to have. Or they're trying to teach him some type of lesson. I don't know what it's going to take for Shedeur to, like, for it to finally click. But I don't know, man.
Well, the coach did say that when Dylan Gabriel, I think he had a concussion, mm-hmm. that he is the starter and it's not going to change and blah, 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 blah. But if he's got a concussion, it seems like Shedeur Sanders could probably start on Sunday, start this weekend.
Yeah, because usually when you get a concussion, you're out that next week.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll see.
It was weird watching him just sit there after the loss.
Yes. Like he had lost the national championship.
Yeah.
Game. You're the Browns. You lose every week, brother. get used to it. I mean that they do.
The truth.
They
yes.
lose every game.
Yeah, well, that wasn't heartbreaking.
They asked Myles Garrett about it, and God bless him, he didn't. But the look on his face was, "Why are you asking me about how Shedeur is handling the loss?"
Yeah,
you know,
like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
it felt like he was felt a bit like he was aura farming.
Shedeur, yes, yes.
But yeah. Like, oh, it means so much more to
yes.
him.
Yes.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, yeah.
The
like
Ram-
he's heartbroken over it.
The yeah. Rams win the big NFC West face-off with yeah. the Seattle Seahawks.
Shout out to the Rams for those uniforms.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty sweet. Hadn't seen those before.
Sam Darnold, big game, turns into a pumpkin. Now, I forget who it was. There was a defensive player who was asked about it. He's like, that guy's had our back
right.
all season long. I'm not going to put it on him. It's on all of us. Mm-hmm. It was a big game. Now, you're allowed to have a bad game. We'll see how he rebounds from it. But the Rams keep up pace with the Eagles. Eagles have the tiebreaker over the Rams. So if the Rams want home field, they're going to have to finish with a game lead over the Eagles.
Yeah. Listen, I want to see Sam have success. I kind of like him. I like the whole redemption story. And
yep.
finally getting it together and figuring things out. But this whole playing well in big games or not showing up in a big game, that label or that tag is going to follow him until he changes it.
Until he does.
Yeah, until yeah. he does.
What's his name? Why am I forgetting everyone's name today?
For the Rams, Matt Stafford. Matthew Stafford.
Matt Stafford's last seven games, 22 touchdowns, zero interceptions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he did not play well yesterday.
He's the front runner right now for the MVP, but like Josh Allen put himself right back in it.
Yeah. Well, yes. Drake May's still there too now.
He is. He is.
Yeah, so Josh Allen wins the battle of spike quarterbacks yesterday between Baker. Josh Allen starts off the game pretty poorly, throws an interception and fumbles the ball on that. But then ends up with six total touchdowns, throws for 320 yards, rushes for 40, throws for three touchdowns, rushes for three touchdowns.
Unbelievable.
Pretty big game from Josh Allen yesterday.
Yeah, in the game they had to have.
Yes.
I mean, that was actually.
And they allowed 32 points?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the game Tampa had to have.
Yes.
Both teams coming off tough losses the week before. And Buffalo, you got to try to keep pace with that damn New England team. They're going to play New England again up in New England in a few weeks, I think.
Yep.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
A lot of whispers of Drake May, you know. Better than Josh Allen.
Come on.
I ain't going that far.
Neither.
But.
Drake May is a fraud.
He's not a fraud.
Let me see him put a team on his back instead of winning a game when he throws the ball 25 times. The defense plays great. Let me see it. Let me see it. Because twice this year.
Put a team on his back. That this whole season is on his back.
It is not.
How could it not be?
It's a defense team that he. He's a good player, but come on with the Drake May stuff. He's not MVP.
Well, I mean. It could be.
He's not.
If he runs the table.
He better not be MVP.
Well, if he wins that AFC East and no one even expected them to even make the playoffs, I guarantee you he wins the MVP.
Stafford.
Oh, I would go Stafford as well.
Yeah.
But I'm saying
if they win
Drake May is the better story.
Yes.
And you know how this thing works.
Yes.
They, you know.
I don't know why you think it's
why you don't like Drake May.
You know me. when everybody starts going overboard on something. People are a little overboard on Drake May. I have eyes. He's okay. He's okay. Okay. Chiefs fall to 5-5 out of playoff contention. I think going into this week, the Chiefs may have been the betting favorite to win the Super Bowl, and now they're not even in the playoffs if it were to end right now. And the Broncos somehow at 8-2. Bo Nix, another fourth quarter. He plays bad the whole game, and then
he just wins.
He does.
Like at the right time, he knows when to make big plays at the right time.
Yeah, people in Philly don't understand a quarterback like that.
Nah, people don't get Bo Nix.
Yep,
the Chiefs, man.
Yep,
that's a tough loss yesterday.
That's a big one.
That's a tough one,
and a bad.
They definitely aren't winning the AFC West now.
No.
And a bad interception from Mahomes in the red zone.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a terrible throw. Yeah.
And then last thing I have, Ja'Marr Chase suspended for a game. Another spitting incident. Spits on Jalen Ramsey. Ramsey gets caught punching him or whatever. Ja'Marr Chase says he didn't spit on him.
Oh, my God.
And there is.
Deserve two games.
There's video of you spitting on the guy.
Yeah. Deserves two games for lying. When clearly, what do you think? There's no video?
We saw you spitting on him, man. Yes. We saw you spit on him.
He's not being – they get everything on camera. Yeah, he got out. Well, out,
They asked Jalen Ramsey, why'd you hit him? He's like, you spit on me.
Yeah, he spit on me. Yeah, exactly.
Also, we had some record-breaking days yesterday.
What's that? Oh, Jacoby Brissett's 47 completions?
An NFL record.
Yes.
In a 41-22
line. I'm actually surprised that's a record.
I know.
Yes.
You would have somebody would have done that already.
I thought someone would have got the 50.
Yeah, like
Yeah, how do you complete 47 passes? You only put up 20 points.
Yeah, that's pretty hard.
Yeah.
That's like a Bradford performance.
Yes. And any other numbers?
Oh, well, Bryce Young. When they're 480 something?
Listen. There's going to be a lot of us saying we were wrong about Bryce Young.
One guy on this show tried to tell you that the Panthers had a quarterback advantage last year when they played
him. He did. And he's playing better than C.J. Stroud now.
He is.
Well, see.
Stroud was hurt. Yeah, because Davis Mills is playing.
Yeah, Davis Mills played. Yeah.
Yeah. And what about last year?
Yes.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so before he got injured, how was C.J. Stroud playing? He stinks.
He might stink.
Stinks.
Which is a shame.
He got Nico Collins. He got other receivers. I don't even know who the hell Bryce Young is throwing.
Well, he's got that Arizona kid.
Ted. Yeah, yep, him. Anyways, a .150 and can barely see over the line. How did he throw for 400 and some yards?
215, 592, 94-94. So we're here. We're at the end of the fall, heading into winter. And I know you're not thinking about the summer, but I want you to think about the summer. I want you to think about all the money you spend on renting other people's beach houses. Sucks. Get your own. You say it's impossible. It's not impossible. You just need the right realtor. You need Adam Kasebe. K-S-E-B-E. Who knows the Delaware beaches better than Kasebe? Nobody. How do I know this about Kasebe? Well, he's been a sponsor of the Right to Ricky Sanchez for years. Know people who he's helped get those beach houses. It's so hard because so many people bidding on these things. That's why you need a great realtor. Help you find the right house in the right town you're looking for. It's Rehoboth or Lewis or Dewey, wherever it is. And you hear me mention in Delaware, and Kasebe's based out of Long and Foster and Bethany Beach. Delaware property taxes, very low. Very, very. Some of the lowest in the country. Jersey, very high. Some of the highest in the country. So when you get this house, you end up renting it out to other people for a lot of the summer. If you want, they pay your mortgage. You have a place to go to for a three-day weekend in the fall or the winter. You have a place to take your family and friends during the summer. And if you happen to be interested in Jersey, Kasebe can help you there, too. He can't sell you the house, but he's got a great network of realtors. Just make him your first call or your first text. This is his cell phone number, 302-864-8643. That's 302-864-8643. It's Adam Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E, or go to processrealtor.com. 215-592-9494. Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing this fine Victory Monday?
What's up, feller?
What up, Justin?
I tell y'all what, man. I'm kind of in the same. I've got one foot on each side of the line here. It seems like I'm straddling the fence.
Oh, pick a side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm like Jack. I want to see the offense explode and do more and, you know, hell, at least score 20 points a game. But then when I see, you know, them gutting it out and being gritty and doing what they've done against Green Bay and Detroit, because I think before the Green Bay game, somebody posed the question, would you take 1-1 against Green Bay and Detroit, or would you just take your chances? Knowing you would get 1-1 against Green Bay and Detroit, no matter which game it is, or would you take your chances and go for the 2-0, I would have said 2-0. And, I mean, I didn't really think we had a great shot at going 2-0 these two games, but we did. We done it. And this daggone defense, man, y'all hit the nail on the head with N'Kobe. Like, there was a picture of him on the sideline earlier in the season. Like, he was kind of like resting, like he was hunched down, had his hands on his knees watching, I don't know if it was a field goal, the blocked field goal, or what it was, man. But he just had this look of intensity, and he wasn't even back yet, man. He is the leader of that defense. He's the alpha dog on that defense, man. He flies around. He reminds me, who was the guy that played for the Redskins so long? Was it London Fletcher? Was that his name?
Yes.
He's just a small, stumpy linebacker. And there was a guy that played for, I think it was the Panthers. Was it Mills? Sam Mills or something? Man, those guys are hard to come by now, man. And he's just so daggone good. I just can't get over the fact that the offense is still stuck in the mud. But, hey, we're winning. I'm trying to stay positive. We're winning games. No matter how we do it, if it's by 9 or 90, I'll take it as long as we keep winning. But, man, you've got to do something. And the thing everybody's talking about with Lane, I know our record's not good when Lane doesn't start. But what I look at is when that one knows he's going to be without a starter, it's like, okay, that person plays better than he would if he just gets plugged into the game. It always seems
sure.
They get them more prepared. So it's been a blessing giving up whatever, like, sixth-round pick to get Fred Johnson back, because he's a sight better than Toth, who they kept putting out there to start with, who was like a daggone turnstile.
But, or Matt Pryor.
Yeah, or Matt
yeah,
Pryor.
I think, look, it would be disrespectful to Lane to say that, you know, they'll be fine without Lane Johnson.
Oh,
he's a Hall of Fame player. No. I understand. I'm just saying – that you hope they're able to just I'm glad they're heading into the, I don't want to say
lighter
easy part,
the lighter part of the
schedule without Lane, you know?
Yeah, and the thing about it is, going, like, before the season, I kind of thought this Dallas game would be a tougher game than the Chicago game, but it's looking like Chicago, obviously, is going to be tougher than that. But from here out,
yeah, another good young quarterback.
Yeah, nobody's defense is great from here out. So it's like y'all said earlier in the show, We need to start seeing something, because these defenses coming up, ain't none of them no great shakes. You know, Buffalo, they give up a ton running the ball and stuff. But real quick before I let y'all go, I just want to let y'all know, like, as far as the delegation for 330 Country, I'm in. Y'all know I'm in. I'm 10 toes down. I'm dug in like an Alabama tick on 330 Country, y'all. Me and my wife both. We were sitting in the car
Shocker.
Friday evening. We were
Shocker,
in
the guy's
car
like,
Friday evening.
Guy's like, you know, fellers, I got 2 meters. I'm like, surprised that guy wants 330 Country.
Nah, you know.
He didn't play it today.
We were
either doing it or you're not doing it.
I know. I just hear, I don't know.
We
either do it or we don't do it.
Well, I don't know. Your energy was off last week.
My energy?
Yeah, it was off.
My energy was excellent.
Not on 330 Country.
Well,
every time I put it on,
it's part of the bit, man.
But real quick, though, guys, the first day he done it with the Randy Travis song, and I watched it on YouTube when I got home, man, Amanda was cracking up watching you, Ike. She was like, oh, my God, Ike knows that song. Ike's just sitting there bebopping along with Randy Travis. Mm-hmm. I was like, hell
Travis,
yeah,
man.
Baby, 330 Country. But anyway,
I got a little country in me. I'm from North Carolina.
People forget that.
I know that. Yes, sir. I know that. But anyway, I'll get out here and let y'all go. I love you, boys. I mean,
love you, Justin.
All right, Justin. N'Kobe Dean just has that look in his eyes, too. He looks like a...
Oh, he's hungry, too.
Yes. Yeah.
Listen.
He wants to hit somebody.
Yep. And listen, when you've been injured and he done missed, because he got injured in the Green Bay game or the Rams game. Which I think it was the Green Bay game. From the playoffs.
I think it was the Green Bay.
So that was the first playoff game, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So he had to miss the rest of that run. Uh-huh.
Didn't play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And they draft a linebacker. He definitely has bells going off in his head when they draft a linebacker in the first round.
You know what other bells he has going off in his head?
Money bells.
Contract bells.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. That was going to be the last thing, probably most important thing I threw in there. So he's playing hungry right now, and that's a good thing.
I like the fact that both he and Jalen Phillips are playing for a contract. Go ahead and play for a contract. Look what we got out of Kyle Schwarber contract year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, wait till we do that question between Phillips and N'Kobe.
That's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Because N'Kobe's an Eagle.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not saying that Jalen's not an Eagle.
I'm just saying the linebacker. No, you're right. Yeah. You're right. No, yeah. Well, he's earning his wings now, Jalen is. Yes.
Remember, Harrison Bader wasn't a Philly.
Yes.
And then within 2.5 months, he became indispensable.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Saquon Barkley's going into the Hall of Fame as an Eagle.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah. Well,
3.3 yards per game.
Yes.
He's going to bounce back next year.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
The thrill of victory and the agony of listening to Spike and Jack talking about it. Mike Schmidt updating his quote.
I gave you one victory day last week where I said, it doesn't matter how they play.
Yeah, no one liked it.
It was one more than you did. No one believed it. Yeah. Ike, that was a great point by Ike. He didn't believe it.
No? Stick to your roots.
But I give you credit for at least trying.
Well, I didn't feel that way, but I also felt like, well, I must be wrong. You know? I didn't feel you are.
Well, you're definitely wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's next?
Ooh, don't stop. More Liz Frank and feet talk, please. Rex Ryan at the ESPN studios.
He was excited about that one.
He is a footsman.
Oh, he's a feetsman. Feet or footsman?
Footsman.
Footsman, man.
What? You gotta use both feet.
There was a Mexican restaurant up where I lived in North Jersey that apparently was Rex Ryan's favorite restaurant
spot,
up there.
Yeah.
It was called the Red Cadillac or Red something like that. And when I found that out, I wanted to go in there and go, you ever see him do any feet stuff while he's in here? You look at what he's scrolling on his phone.
Right.
It's a pretty good spot.
That's a weird fetish to have.
Yeah, well, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, Aaron, whatever floats your boat.
I don't feel that way, but it is what it is. You know, what's next?
Man, they got to Elliott. He gets shut out of press conferences for 2 weeks, and now he's asking Sirianni about the shirts he wears and just how great of a coach he is. Sad. Tim in Newark.
Seriously, what a disgraceful question from Elliot today.
He had all day. Hey,
Nick.
Your record.
Nick.
We don't turn the ball over.
Is 40-2.
Why is that so important?
Why are you so smart about turnovers?
Yeah.
Nick, I know in the history of the league, the team that wins a turnover battle always wins. But how did you figure it out? Nick.
Well.
Nick, tell me more. What's next?
You could tell Coach Sirianni has been listening to the show because that's not at all what they say about who victory favors, Frank and Ardmore.
Dude.
I'm not even close.
What did he say? He goes, you know the old saying, victory favors the team that makes the least mistakes. It's the victory favors the bold, right?
Yes.
Or brave or whatever.
Bold, I believe, yes.
Yeah. What book is he reading from?
Again, he's listening to the show.
We mix up those things all the time. Yeah.
You know, victory favors the coach that wears the most free T-shirts he gets in the mail.
That's what they say.
Yeah, that's what they say.
What if he was like, deodorant's a thief of joy?
Yes.
Oh, that would have been awesome if he had
said that.
Yeah.
You know, Elliot, they say deodorant's a thief of joy. What's next?
I guess Paul George when the Sixers asked if he could simply play basketball tonight.
Nick Nurse already said he's not sure he's going to play.
He didn't.
Wow. Seriously?
He says he's going to get on a minute restriction if he plays.
If he plays? This guy.
Dude, get your $50 million ass out there.
Yeah, this guy.
Play basketball.
Man.
Waiting for your quad to strengthen up. You had a scope in July. Football players play 2 weeks later. It's been 6 months. Nobody even wants to see you play, except for me.
Yeah. Nick Nurse says, Paul George will have a minute restriction if he plays, but the team is still waiting for official word.
Well, I'm sure Nurse is completely irritated with that entire situation.
Yeah.
Well, because you know, this is not Sixers doctors.
This is his Paul George's
podcast piece doctors.
Yeah, yeah. Is he ready? Is he ready? Nick Nurse has been watching this guy practice in 5-on-5
for a month and a half.
And his people are telling him he's not ready.
Not ready to go yet.
Meanwhile, Nick Nurse is playing two-way guy after two-way guy after two-way guy. Nobody can shoot. Oh, my God. Loser.
Nothing irritates us more than a player that we really don't even want to see play, teasing us about playing.
Yeah, play.
just play, bro.
What's next?
I still can't believe that the little boy who used to sit in my lap at my locker after games now interviews me every Monday. Donovan, still not really knowing who Spike is.
Same exact age, graduated same exact year. Same exact college. You knew me when I was a kid. Nah. All right. The Jordan Mailata Show is next, then the Players Lounge. We will be back with you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, deodorant is, in fact, the thief of joy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.